Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People say good, and I'm crazy as a loon, cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon, just like old Chief and Charlie. I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made, cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own, if you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning to the Josh Tate Podcast. I know this sounds kind of weird. This isn't the normal quality. The whole episode is not like this. Matter of fact, only a minute of it is. I am currently in the hospital with my dad. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all that have sent donations, that have sent prayers. Last week, my dad, who has been battling with COPD and heart failure, went through a very bad episode. He's been on a ventilator. A lot of bad stuff, but luckily we're on the other side of it now, I think. We still have a very, very long road ahead. But we haven't been putting out episodes because I've been dealing with this. Thank you to all of our sponsors. I promise you the month of March will be better. To all of our guests that we've had to cancel on and reschedule, thank you guys. To all the listeners that have kept downloading and everything, thank you guys. It really means the world to me. I'm about to put out Miss Court Taylor, the courtroom episodes from last week, her rounds. I should have probably already put them out. I want to thank everybody that came out and watched her shows. I just want you guys to remember that the courtroom is now part of the Josh Terry Podcast and part of Raising Grace Studios. The courtroom will be going on once or twice a month at Live Oak. She is our sister show now. We'll probably have her on the podcast some to talk about it. She'll be doing a lot of stuff with us. Court is one of my best friends. I love her to death. Make sure you go check out her social media. She has a great thing going. So please don't just check out the Raising Grace rounds at Live Oak. Please go support the court ordered or the courtroom. Please do that. She's really helping us out with that. And I think she has a great thing going. And just once again, before I get out of here and turn it over to her, just thank each and every one of you guys for showing my dad and my family the support. We got a long road ahead, but just thank y'all. And from the bottom of my heart, thank y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. Here's the courtroom. And, hey, y'all come out to Live Oak March the 5th. I'll be back in town for the Raising Grace Rounds. And we will have the one, the only cornbread cowboy helping me co-host. So y'all be ready. March 5th is going to be wild. But until then, here's the one, the only, the meanest bitch around, Court Taylor.
Hello, Live Oak. How's everybody doing tonight? Woo! Okay, that's too quiet. This is a courtroom, but it's the kind you can be rowdy in. Come on, try again. Woo! Okay, that's better. Thank you. Well, my name is Court Taylor, and this is the courtroom. This is the first official courtroom. It's a round that's hosted here every other Monday. And we are recorded live, so if the artists are on the stage, please listen to them and give them the respect and attention they deserve. And we will be posting these on the Josh Terry Podcast after each round each week. So it's really fun. We're really excited here. And this is for people that are outside of like what you'll hear on Broadway or the Nashville norm. We don't do any pop country bullshit here.
Damn right. No.
We're around for Cheers. Outlaws. So you're only going to hear the coolest country music ever. And we have a bunch of my good friends up here. We've got Madison McKinley.
Hi.
So fun fact, she's the first person I ever like wrote with when I moved to Nashville. We have Meredith Foster, who is one of my dear friends. We write a lot of stuff together too. And we have Mason Parker, Honky Tonk Hero.
That's right.
All right, take it away, guys.
Who wants to start, Mason?
You want it?
Mason, you want to do it?
I'll do it.
Get it.
Hey, everybody. My name is Mason Parker. We start with a song I wrote with my roommate, Garrett Del Tuva. The song's coming up on about being a year old. And the song's called About Jack. Hope you all enjoy. In the kitchen, yelling supper's on. Little baby Jimmy's learning how to walk. Daddy's sitting back watching Tucker talk. People say we've lost our minds, saying we're living behind the times. Put our trash in plain white bags, but you don't know about Jack. He's been locked up in the pen off and on 15 years. Catch him all the time doing petty crimes, just to buy some ice cold beer. If he wasn't drunk, he had one rolled up in his front pocket. No one knew or not if he had a gun, or if or not he cock it. So go on and call us crazy, talk about us behind our backs. But you better watch your mouth, cause you don't know about Jack. Lost six fingers in Vietnam. Came back home and his wife was gone. Tried his time on them train tracks. Something always brings him back. People say he's lost his mind, saying he's living behind the times. Carries his life in an old feed sack, but you don't know about Jack. He's been locked up in the pen off and on 15 years. Catch him all the time doing petty crimes, just to buy some ice cold beer. If he wasn't drunk, he had one rolled up in his front pocket. No one knew or not if he had a gun, or if or not he'd cock it. So go on and call us crazy, talk about us behind our backs. But you better watch your mouth, cause you don't know about that. Locked up in the pen off and on 15 years. Catch him all the time doing petty crimes, just to buy some ice cold beer. If he wasn't drunk, he had one rolled up in his front pocket. No one knew or not if he had a gun, or if or not he'd cock it. So go on and call us crazy, talk about us behind our backs. But you better watch your mouth, cause you don't know about Jack. Thank you.
Hell yeah. All right, I can guarantee I can't play like that, so I don't. Exactly. All right, y'all. Live Oak, good to see y'all. My name is Meredith Foster. Court, thank you so much for having us. Thanks for creating this. We needed it. Lord knows. I'm going to kick it off with a song that I wrote with my friend Drew Dangerfield. This is just a stupid song we wrote about his redneck cousins in South Carolina. And it's about going through a crazy breakup and how your world starts spinning the opposite direction afterwards from the whiplash. So, actually, can I get just a little bit more guitar in here? I said I needed it lower and I lied. This is called Chugging Cigarettes, and I hope y'all like it.
The day you left me, I saw pigs in the sky. The grass turned blue. Started snowing in July. Now I just sleep all day and I stay out all night. Swear my world is spinning counterclockwise. Now I'm throwing pool, shooting darts, doing 20 and I'm laughing, a talking hogwash. I'm on the wrong side, upside down, yeah, upside the night, and I'm coming unwound. Hell froze over, now my heart bashes, smoking beers and chugging cigarettes. All the backers in the back are drinking Chardonnay. Girls just want to have fun as all the band are playing. Those are neon signs pointing south. Honey, you just left me drowning in a drought. And I'm throwing pool, shooting darts, doing 20 and I'm laughing and talking on board. I'm on the wrong side, upside down. You're upside the night and I'm coming unwound. Hell froze over, I'm a high bass. Smoking beers and chugging cigarettes. Well, I wake up every evening, put my left boot on my right. But if I had to put that foot in my mouth, well, maybe you'd still be mine. But now I'm throwing pool, shooting darts, doing 20. Laughing, a talking honk ball. I'm on the wrong side, upside down, yeah, upside the night, and I'm coming unwell. And I'm throwing pool, shooting darts, doing 20. I'm laughing, a talking honk ball. I'm on the wrong side, upside down, yeah, upside the night, and I'm coming unwell. You froze over, and I'm a high bass. What's left of my liver's just beating to my chest. Racking up a tab of all my regresses, smoking beers and chugging cigarettes.
Yeah. Thank y'all. Are y'all famous? Okay, all right, just wondering, because this is really good. Usually my crowd is 40-something divorcees. I don't see a lot of y'all in here tonight. But I haven't had a lot of luck with men. These songs will show you that. I'm very single. And this song was inspired by a total asshole. I hope you enjoy it.
Each night before I go to bed, I recite a prayer in my head. I can't say it loud without making everybody scared. Truth is that I belong in the stars, a sequin in a galaxy so far and spacious. Only my soul be weightless, yeah. I was doing just fine before you came around. I was on my own doing good before you knocked me to the ground. Guess you never know which part to keep you down. Well, do not disturb, I wanna be behind. Sunset and sat on ticket for one till I met him and started liking. Sounded two pair of spurs waltzing. So I let the walls around me fall. Defenses to his pistol draw. By the time the bullet left my heart, never saw it coming at all. I was doing just fine before he came around. I was on my own doing good before he knocked me to the ground. Guess you never know which part will keep you down. Well, do not disturb, cause I don't wanna be found. No, I don't wanna be found. Do not disturb on the handle. I've broken every picture on the mantle. If I see his face one more time, I might lose my mind. To the ground. Guess you never know which part to keep you down. No, oh, do not disturb, cause I don't wanna be behind. Leave me alone for good. Don't you touch that. Do not disturb on the handle. Don't touch it, y'all. Thank you.
It's awesome. I'm going to try a new one here. Wrote this one a few weeks ago with two of my good buddies, Reed Houghton and Luke Stevens. Luke wants to make everything sound like James Taylor, and he was like, we're not going to do that today, guys. We're like, okay, let's try something different. And me and Reed like to make everything as swampy as we can, so we kind of met in the middle. This song's called Write You Off, so I hope y'all enjoy it. Been burning my candle down to both ends. Can't quit running into you and your friends. I can't lie, I wish all the time things would have turned out different. My wishing well sure went dry, and God, I wish it didn't. I tried drinking, I tried smoking, tried letting go and holding on to you like you're still. You left me, I've been cursed. So I've been spending all my time trying to write you off my mind. Been busy putting my pen to paper, doing all I know to do, trying to shake you. The harder I try, the more I find it don't make no difference. I don't know what I did, but I sure wish I didn't. I've tried drinking, I've tried smoking, tried letting go and holding on to you like you're still mine. And I can't find the words, since you left me, I've been cursed. So I've been spending all my time trying write you off my mind. I wrote miss you, love you, hate you, just stay gone. But I ain't even started moving on. I've tried drinking, I've tried smoking, tried letting go and holding on to you like you're still mine. And I can't find the words, since you left me I've been cursed. So I've been spending all my time, so I've been spending all my time trying to write you off my mind. Thank y'all.
I love that, Mason.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We got anybody from Texas in the audience out there tonight? Anybody? Just you? A lot of them?
Oh, really? Raise your hand.
Squad, let's go. Well, I'm not from Texas, but I sure wish I was. I'm very jealous of y'all. But I did just get back from a couple of weeks on the road in Texas. And I had a write with my friends Troy and Kelly Ann Walls, and I had this idea. We had gone to Tecovas when we were in Austin, Texas, and my girlfriend, Maislin, bought a pair of boots, and the guy that sold us the pair of boots was Jackson, and he told us he was Jackson from Austin about 15 times. He goes, hey, I'm Jackson from Austin. I was like, damn, that's got to be a song. So we wrote this one a couple of weeks ago, and this is called Jackson from Austin. I hope y'all like it.
Said I'm Jackson from Austin. You got the prettiest blue eyes I've ever been lost in. Honest like an Amarillo sky. High life in red wine. Round after round, begging up ways to wait. just came in here to have a drink. But it wasn't Cabernet that got the best of me. Levi jeans and a Stetson hat, my forever didn't look like that. But would you look at me now? He's just a simple man with a southern drawl, classic as an old country song, strong as 100 proof, but a gentle touch. He had to go and say hello, and I'm in love with Jackson from Austin. Jackson from Austin. Well, I might be crazy thinking the love could come my way so easy. Maybe it can. I'm just trying to understand. Levi jeans and a Stetson hat, my forever didn't look like that. But would you look at me now? Just a simple man with a southern drawl, classic as an old country song, strong as 100 proof, but a gentle touch. He had to go and say hello, and I'm in love with Jackson from Austin. Yeah, Jackson from Austin. Levi jeans and a Stetson hat, my forever didn't look like that. Yeah, Levi jeans and a Stetson hat, my forever didn't look like that. But would you look at me now? He's just a simple man with a southern drawl, classic as an old country song, strong as 100 proof, but a gentle touch. He had to go and say hello, and I'm in love with Jackson from Austin. Yeah, Jackson from Austin. Jackson from Austin. Jackson from Austin.
Thank you. Your voice is just so soothing. Goodness.
Thank you.
I love it.
It's the whiskey.
Yeah. It's the liquid death. If y'all are wondering why I'm drinking water up here like a fish, it's because I almost died in my home today. I almost choked on tea. That's the perils of living alone, I swear to God. If I would have been found next to a mug and people are like, we think she died from tea, like my family would be like, oh my God. Drag my body to Neiman's, that's all I have to say. Okay, this is a frank conversation between husband and wife. It's called Pasture. Hope you enjoy it. Honey, cut the shit, quit the act. I know I'm a fool and you know that. Ooh, have your hands been loving on behind my back? I'm your bride, the love of your life. 30 years strong, I never left your side. So what's this gal's name that's got your tongue tied? You trade a sure thing for a maybe. Pass up a rose for outside Daisy. Now who's calling who crazy? If greener grass is what you're after, then go on, put me out in that pasture. Go on, baby, put me out to pasture. I'm the patch in your jeans, the stitch in your seam. I've loved you so long, we share a heartbeat. You and I, we always made one hell of a team. Till I got white in the waist, little droopy in the grin, and
you went shopping for a gal with less miles on her skin. Turns out time's kinder to Marlboro men. So you trade a sure thing for a maybe, pass up a rose for a sunshine daisy. Go on, baby, put me out to pasture.
This is the problem with writing, playing out new songs.
Who you gonna blame about this ball and chain when your new flame begins to wane? I guess you'll never ever change. Trade a sure thing for a maybe, pass up a rose for a sunshine daisy. Now who's calling who crazy? If perfect's what you're after, then go on, put my ass out to pasture. Go on, baby, put me out to pasture.
Thank you. That one's a work in progress.
We're going to keep doing new stuff. I started working at the listening room a few months ago, and I've just been working my butt off every night. Yeah, thank you. It's my first real job in years. I've been playing music way too long. I hate that shit. And anyway, so I haven't been able to go out and play many rounds. So you get to hear all the new stuff tonight. I wrote this one a few weeks ago with my roommate, Garrett Del Tuva. He was on his way to his girlfriend's house. And as he was leaving, he was like, yeah, you know, we're just going to keep playing cowboys, buddy. And he calls me. I was getting ready to go to bed. I was naked. And he was like, he calls me and I'm like, what is it? Because I knew he had a song idea immediately. I heard him pull out of the driveway and he was like, dude, we played cowboys. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. So we sat down and we wrote the first verse and then we were like, we don't know where to go from here. So then we sat on it for a few weeks and we finished it up. And this is it. This is the song that Garrett and I talked about while I was naked, getting into bed. The monsters in my closet didn't stand a chance against a six-shooting cap gun that I slept with in my hand. Told that boogeyman, you better watch his step, 'cause my big brother Rodney's Red Rider's beside his bed. And we played cowboys all day and night till granddaddy turned out the lights. Hat on straight, the reins full tight on that broomstick bronc again. There was no wind, we couldn't rope. Big man told us so. Belt buckles just for show. If it can't feel the boots he's in, tearing through the fields of corn and soy. As we played cowboys, I saddled up that 5-speed. Finally broke 16. No red stop signs or flashing blue lights could ever dream of stopping me. Rodney would take the lead. Man, that bike could fly. He always swore that he was faster, proved him wrong every time. As we played cowboys all day and night, racing past them county lines, hat on straight, and the reins pulled tight on them steel horses again. There was no wind, we couldn't rope. The big man told us so. The belt buckle is just for show if it can't fill the boots he's in. Tearing up some fields of corn soy as we played cowboys. Now we're grown and we both have sons of our own. Tell them some stories, hoping they make some of their home. So they play cowboys all day and night, till daddy turns out the lights, hat on straight and the reins pulled tight on their broomstick Bronx again. There's no end, they can't rope, the big man told them so. The belt buckle is just for show if you can't fill the boots they're in. Tearing through some fields of corn and soy. Tearing through the fields of corn and soy as they play cowboys.
Woo. Thank y'all very much. Thank you, thank you.
I love that.
Appreciate it.
Damn, I was going to do a cowboy song, but now I don't feel like I can. Shit.
Well, I'm not a cowboy, if you couldn't tell by looking at me. I grew up within the city limits in a no-name town in Georgia, so feel free. You at least have the hat on.
I do ride horses. I swear I'm not that I much don't. Of a poser, y'all. I'm not from Texas, but I'm going to do this one instead. So, I'm 26. I have never been married. I have never been divorced. But for some reason, divorce songs have been my runway. And my boyfriend's parents love it. Anyway, this is a tune that I wrote with Miss Elizabeth Ann Wearies and my friend Kate Zickler. And this is a divorce love song. And whatever that means. So, I'm not going to tell y'all what it's called. I'm just going to play it and hope that I remember it. Here you go.
Corduroy jacket from 1972 and an old patchwork pair of blue jeans on night I met him, sipping dive bar beers and mismatched cups, throwing darts at the wall and something stuck like smoke on faded leather. That thin tan line on his ring finger told me that grin staring at me in the bathroom mirror said I was already too far gone. Little broken, but he's broken in. He was hanging by a thread, now he's holding me together. He came for free, but I would have stolen. Like as one woman's trash is another one's forever. Yeah, he's run down from where she ran, but my first choice is a secondhand man. Well, that diamond made him rough, but his heart of gold shines like new. You get close, those denim blue eyes fit just right when they're looking in mine. Little broken, but he's broken in. He was hanging by a thread, now he's holding me together. He came for free, but I would have stolen him. Like as one woman's trash is another one. torn down from where she ran, but my first choice is a secondhand man. Little broken, but he's broken in. He was hanging by a thread, and he's holding me together. He came for free, but I was stolen. Like as one woman's trash is another one's forever. Yeah, he's run down from where she ran, but my first choice will always secondhand man. I had mom's corduroy jacket from 1972 and an old patchwork pair of blue jeans on the night I met him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you thrift? Do you secondhand shop?
I do.
Oh,
I
hell
do.
Yeah.
I frequent the thrift
I know.
Shop.
I was like trying to, I'm a marketer by trade. So I was like, okay, how do we get Goodwill to like pay for this and then we release it somehow?
I wish.
That was killer.
Thank you.
We good? Okay, cool. All right. I'm going to try to do a song that I wrote with my friend Emily Elgin, who's here in the crowd tonight. And if y'all don't know who she is, she's amazing. This song's so funny. Every time I play it, I laugh, so hopefully you do too. And by the way, I do love men, okay? I just want to tell you that. I've had multiple men follow me out to the parking lot and be like, hey, don't become a man hater. And I'm like, that's not helping. That's not helping. I got my knife. You do not want to meet it. Anyways, no, I really do love men, but you know, I'm a woman, so this is my perspective.
He's going around telling everybody he don't know how to call it off. And he's running his mouth saying he's so proud. I'm singing to sold-out crowds. Oh, I can see I knew him when I used our rent to bail him out of county. Funny how he's got no recollection. That boy's got selective memory. Suffering from memory loss, yeah. Well, it just gets worse, ladies. Cause he's going around telling everybody I'm the one that got away. Ha! And he's saying he always knew I was gonna be someone someday. Well, he ain't an artist, but he can paint a picture. He's always center of attention. Said he loved me, but failed to mention that meant me and for the women. Suffering from memory loss, yeah. I'ma take you to church. Hand on the Bible. Lord is my witness. I won't play second fiddle. No one's mysteries. Hell no. Cause I can't forget. I won't forgive him. Seen a lipstick on his neck. The cheating. Suffering from memory loss, yeah. Oh, bless his heart, ladies. I bet that man's suffering from a little bit of amnesia.
That's memory loss. Thank you so much.
Heck yeah. Well, is this our last one? Okay. Well, thank y'all so much for hanging out tonight. Thank you, Court, for having me. Oh, I thought you were saying something. Okay. Well, this is another song that I wrote with Garrett, my roommate. I pretty much write all my songs with him. Except for tomorrow. I'll be writing with different people for the first time in a long time, it feels like. But this one I did write with Garrett. And a guy named Ryan Perry, who I had never met before, and he DM'd me, and he was like, hey, man, let's get a write. And I was like, okay. I don't know you, but we'll figure it out. So he comes over to my and Garrett's house at like 11 o'clock, and he walks in with a full jar of moonshine, and he's like, you boys ready? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I forgot my Captain D's in the car. Goes back out, gets his Captain D's, comes in. He's eating it the whole time we're writing. And
I didn't even know that was actually a real place.
Captain D's?
I thought it was just like a drug front.
You're not missing out. I mean, it's not
that and Long
good.
John Silver's. I don't know, man.
About the same. yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about that. So we're throwing around ideas and passing around a jar of moonshine at 11:15 on a Wednesday morning. And before we all have to go to work that night. And so, yeah, we're kind of throwing around ideas. We can't really think of anything. And Garrett starts telling us this story about this guy he was talking to months ago. And the guy's grandpa liked to go fishing, and he would have an actual sign on his door that would, when he was gone fishing, he would actually just flip the sign over it. He's like,
that's amazing.
Like, don't, I'll be back at some point, maybe.
That's amazing.
So that, wow. I'll be back. Just hang out or do whatever. Come back later. And so we were like, oh, that's kind of cool, gone fishing. And Garrett's like, yeah, that's why I was telling you that story. It wasn't for no reason.
Captain D's was crucial.
Captain D's was crucial. It jotted the idea, started that chain of thoughts. So we start writing this really sweet song, and it's got a real name in it from a guy who died in Vietnam. That Ryan's grandpa knew or something. It's really cool. His name was Warren. You'll hear that. We talk about food that we all ate as little kids. You'll hear it. It's one of my proudest lines we've ever written. The song's called Gone Fishing. Hope y'all enjoy it. I went down to the honey hole. Still ain't told a soul where it's at. As a matter of fact, there's mossy oak fold-up chairs still sitting there where we used to chew the fat. I always think about that. He always said to call before I go. Even if heaven had a landline, wouldn't pick up the phone. He's got his lucky Zebco loaded in the back, kicking up dust of gold, Mamaw's picture on the dash. He's got his buddy Warren he met back in Vietnam, fresh old loaf of Sunbeam, cold moon pies, and a can of Spam. When he hits that water, no telling when he'll be home. So it's best I leave a prayer after the tone. 'Cause now that he's gone, he's gone fishing. Bet there ain't much changed. He was never a fan of the fancy things, no, he didn't eat much. With a little bit of luck, we'll have a full stringer and a can of dirt. Use every one of them red words, so we'll skip them rocks. Man always lost. Finally beat his record the other day. If I could call him up, wondered what he'd say right now. He's got his lucky Zebco loaded in the back, kicking up dust of gold, Mamaw's picture on the dash. He's got his buddy Warren he met back in Vietnam, fresh old loaf of Sunbeam, cold moon pies, and a can of Spam. When he hits that water, there's no telling when he'll be home. So it's best I leave a prayer after the tone. 'Cause now that he's gone,
Oh, he's gone fishing. So when it comes my time to go, flip the sign so everybody knows we've got our lucky Zebcos loaded in the back, kicking up dust of gold. Mamaw hopes we get home fast. Still gotta pick up Warren. It'll be nice to shake his hand. We'll share a loaf of Sunbeam, cold moon pies, and a can of Spam. When we hit that water, could take all day, I suppose. So it's best y'all leave a prayer after the tone. It's now that we're gone, we're gone fishing.
Mason Parker, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That was beautiful.
Appreciate it.
Well, I was going to play a pretty song, but I don't know, man. I just...
Talk it up. Let's get crazy, folks.
All right, you want crazy? I can play crazy and crazy stupid, so let's do that. Before I end, Court, thank you so much for having us. This has been fun. Again, we needed this. We really did. Love you. This is the dumbest song I have ever written in my life, but for some reason it has become the most requested, so I'll play it for y'all. Send you home with this one. The last time I played it in this bar, somebody started a fight. Not kidding. And they got kicked out. So if you feel like hitting anybody, please get it over with now before we get started. So, no, I'm kidding. I wrote this song about a guy that told me that he only dated blonde girls. I said, well, you know what? All right, that's fine. Everyone's got their preferences. It's not personal. And, well, I'm not blonde. I guess we're done here. And I went home from the bar that night, woke up the next morning, and I kind of just jotted this down about 15 minutes because I was still thinking about it. And I called my best friend who I was with the night before, and I was like, listen to this load of shit. Like, this is just the stupidest song ever. Like, I just, it's so funny. That interaction was so strange. And she called me, and she was like, Meredith, you have to put that out. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, that is the best song you've ever written. And I was like, are you kidding me? I hate it, but okay. And she won. I did put it out. So if you like this one, you can go find it on Spotify. But don't feel like you have to. So anyway, this is called I'm Not Blonde. My name is Meredith Foster. Thank y'all so much for hanging out. And I'm going to leave you with this one. Here we go. Well, I swear you'd strike a match if Miranda gave you kerosene. I know Carrie'd make you think real long and hard before you cheat. It's okay, I understand. I won't try to hold your hand. Preferences aren't personal, they say. Well, let's trade that cup of tea for a double shot of whiskey. Now I'll be on my way. 'Cause I'm not blonde, I'm just dumb. 'Cause I've been singing every song about your tune. I'm not Miss Americana, I'm not Miss South Carolina, and I guess I'll never be the one for you. That's alright, I'll just pray for platinum records and keep my natural roots. It's fine, baby, you can't change your heart, and I wouldn't want you to. And I think we can agree it's just as simple as it seems. One plus one don't have to equal two. And I won't hold it against you or that dime you're standing next to. Keep the bleach, I'll keep the fade and roll on through. 'Cause I'm not blonde, honey, I'm just dumb. 'Cause I've been singing every song about your tune. I'm not Miss Americana, I'm not Miss South Carolina. I guess I'll never be the one for you. 2, 3, 4.
every song at your tune. And I miss America, and I'm not Miss South Carolina, and I guess I'll never be the one for you. Yeah, I guess I'll never be the one for you. Well, I guess I'll never be the one for you.
Thank you. Miss Americana. Oh my God.
That's awesome.
I'm
that was awesome.
So jealous of that writing.
Thank you.
How long did that take you to write, really?
That I swear that was a 15-minute solo write.
Good
it's
Lord.
It's so dumb, but it's everybody's favorite. That's
it's
always how it
so
goes,
fun.
Isn't it?
Don't you hate that? When yes. You're like, I'm gonna pour my heart out in this.
And
it takes you years
divorce
to write.
Songs, nah.
And you're like, this is the most poetic thing I've ever put
there
together.
There it is. I'm not blonde, I'm just dumb. Cheers.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There you go.
God, that is so funny. Speaking of songs that have been a real big surprise, this one's a hit with men. It's about killing men, and literally the number of men that are just like, I like that song. When that song coming out, I'm like, it's about you, my guy. But yeah, I just for a quick story, my next door neighbor is a felon, has multiple crimes against women. He's 7 feet, 330, and is absolutely insane to match that. And so people think that this song is about, like, a jilted lover, like maybe an ex or something. It's about my neighbor. I was just like, you know what? His wife probably just wants to kill him so bad. And I have a Ring camera that points right into their side yard. Oh, my God. I see some faces that she makes, and I'm like, ooh, your days are numbered, buddy. And he was starting to look a little sickly, too, so I'm wondering if she's putting a little something in his coffee. I'm all for that.
Watch out.
I'm all for it. He is, oh my God. You know what pisses me off? Okay, I'm sorry, but this pisses me off. This guy in his Facebook profile, you know what he says? I'm a God-fearing Christian. If you have to say it, and then I know you're an asshole, I was this close to going to his church on Sunday and standing up in the service and saying, this guy's a dick. I'm not even kidding. And I might still do it. I might still do it because he's trying to sabotage the sale of my house and no one stands between me and an asset, okay? So don't piss me off. And no, I don't know another strumming pattern, so this is what you're going to get, okay? I don't have enough money for a guitar teacher yet. We'll see. My trailer park seen more miracles in the Bible than your joy. A little slice of heaven that the Holy Spirit can't ignore. Beth and two doors down, double the tithe and got a Buick in a front drive. But it sure don't hurt being the pastor's barely legal wife. No, no, it don't. God works in mysterious ways, his plans ain't for the weak. I prayed for a faithful man, got a snake in my family tree. Turns out the love of my life's been knocking his boots where they don't belong. Now I'm begging God the dead through us bows right on too long. Lord, I need me a little divine intervention. Make him fall asleep at the wheel so I can get the pension. A heart attack in the middle of the night, no one will question. As you went above, no one can leave him, no. And until he's 6 feet left, and I keep on praying. Heaven lends a helpful hand to those who help themselves. So I upped his life insurance as an investment in myself. In 6 months I pray I'm getting lucky on a gambling boat heading up the Biloxi. Holding aces in my hand, winking to the angels above me. Lord, I need me a little divine intervention. Make him fall asleep at the wheel so I can get the pension. A heart attack in the middle of the night and no one will question. As you and I both know, I can't leave him, no. And until he's 6 feet late, I gotta keep on praying. If you're Catholic, close your ears.
name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I pray you make him drop dead this very minute. Oh, and just be sure it don't look too deliberate. And act a God with me nowhere near. I ain't complicit, I'm innocent. At the wheel so I can get the pension. A heart attack in the middle of the night that no one will question. As you and I both know, I can't even know. And until he's 6 feet away, I gotta keep on, keep on, keep on praying.
Thank y'all so much.
Yeah.
I also meant to say, I wrote that with Paige Ruderman, who's such an amazing writer. I should have said that at the top, but I was too excited to get into my murder ballad. So that's that.
Is that it? I think that's everything.
All right.
All right.
Thank you,
thank
folks.
Thank y'all so much.
Court,
thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. She's coming
she
back.
She was distracted.
Sorry. I was chit-chatting. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Once again, we have Madison McKinley, Meredith Foster, and Mason Parker.
Thank y'all.
And I want a special shout-out Mason here because somebody dropped out at the last minute, and I called him, and I was like, please, play my round.
She got me out of work tonight, so thank you.
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah, there were threats were made.
Nobody tell the listening room. All right.
No one tell the listening room. Yeah, I was not aware that that was his place of employment, or I probably would have not done that. Book me next time. Thanks. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. This next round we have coming up is going to be super awesome. Stick around. And we will see you in like 5 minutes.